Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Yeah, welcome to Gamertag Radio. And this is your host, Danny. Man. And we're back with Daily Conversations. I had a great conversation here with Paris about Google's new gaming console called Stadia. They just had a press conference right now, actually a few minutes ago, live at GDC 2019 in San Francisco, California. So I called Paris right after the stream was done for us to talk about the whole press conference. He only got to see like parts of it because he had a meeting, but hopefully in the future, episode of Gamertag Radio, we're going to be talking about it more, hopefully on a Sunday episode or something like that. So stay tuned. First of all, head over to gamertagradio.com, post your comments and feedback, listen to our content, our podcast, share with your friends. We need your support. We're everywhere. Check on any other podcast app you can think of out there. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Radio Public, XQ, the XIQ app. We're everywhere, everywhere. So just search for Gamertag Radio and just subscribe, right? Also, I would like to say thank you to everybody that been so far donating for our E3 trip, man. It's expensive right now. It's a lot of things going on for us, so we need your support. And everything is very, very expensive: flights, hotel, food, all that. So plus if we get that money, we're also going to invest on equipment and everything too. So our coverage could even be better. So we need your support. Go right now, If you're listening to this, even if it's a dollar, whatever you can, guys. We don't do this usually. We don't ask and donate for money, but right now we're in a situation that, you know, I'm unemployed. I don't have a job. This is like my full-time thing right now. And also P in Paris, like, it's expensive. So if you can, go right now to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. Just show support if you can. There's other ways too to help out. But, you know, anything you can, we appreciate this so much, man. It will mean so much to us, man, if you can. And donate to help us out, man. We've been giving you free content for a very long time, for 14 something years now. And, you know, we just need that support from everybody, from the gaming community, man, especially from our GTR community, man. So far, for those that have been donating, thank you so much. Keep it up. Keep it up. This is awesome. It's going to help us out big time, man. So we're going to give you more updates about our donations in the future, on a future episode of Gamertag Radio. So stay tuned.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're going to go now to my conversation with Paris about Stadia.
Hello?
Hello, Paris.
Hey.
What's up? Can you talk now or no?
Yeah, I'm outside.
Oh, okay, okay.
Are you recording or something?
Yeah, I'm recording right now, man.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually going to get in my car and I'm going to go to lunch.
Yeah. You good?
Okay. Yeah, right. I'm good.
Yo. So, Paris, I just watched this Google GDC announcement of the whole gaming console, and it's called Stadia. Have you been watching it, this live stream, or reading anything before we start a conversation?
No, I have not seen anything other than at the very tail end, because I've been in meetings the whole time. I saw something about 4K, and I was like, I don't believe none of it.
All right, forget about 4K. They said in the future it's possible even 8K.
I don't believe it.
look. Here's the thing. I enjoy the press conference, and people also got to understand that the GDC is meant for more developers, right? So
yes.
There's not going to be no announcements, no game announcements, but they're talking about the service, the console, I guess, all that stuff. So one of the things that got my attention, Paris, is they said the teraflops of this, right? Compared to the PlayStation 4 and also Xbox, it has more teraflops combined than those two.
I believe that because you're doing cloud computing at that point.
Exactly.
So you can throw whatever you want at it. So,
exactly.
I mean, did they say anything spec-wise as far as are they partnering with like NVIDIA, AMD?
AMD. Like they've been partnering AMD. Yeah. But they said, I believe it was like 10.7 GPU teraflops, I think they said. And compared to the other ones, like Xbox One X is like, I think is it six or something? I can't remember. So I think it's like six around there.
Six teraflops, yeah. Or something like that.
PlayStation 4 Pro is like four point something. Four. Yeah. So combined. That's pretty impressive. That's one. Another thing, because one of the topics that we've been talking about a lot when it comes to like streaming and all that is how in the world multiplayer is going to work. Because not only you're streaming, but you also have to deal with multiplayer and all that stuff, right? They said that it's not going to be an issue because it's all in the cloud, right?
Right, so dedicated. It's basically a giant dedicated server. Everything's a dedicated server.
Exactly. And all the servers have been doing it now for like over 20 years now, Google, right? So this is crazy. They said that imagine Battle Royale. Right now it's 100. Yo, they could do it the thousands if they want using the servers from Google. I was like, yo, I see the potential. It's a lot of talk right now. I get it. It's a lot of talk. So people are not really going to believe it. Like right now, you, Paris, you're not believing it right now. It's good talk.
Well, no. Let's clarify what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
I believe the technology. I 100% believe in the technology that they can do it. But my concerns are, number one, latency, which then ties into the bandwidth of the typical end user, and also net neutrality with all the data caps and everything that goes into that. That's my biggest concern when it comes to the cloud computing is, can you crack the code for latency? If they crack the code, the fact that I even saw 4K, I'm like, come on, let's get 1080p first before we start worrying about 4K.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because my biggest thing is the bandwidth. Crack that code first. Show me that when I pick up that controller, by the way, I guess I'll spin back to that. But when I pick up that controller, that it feels the same as if I have an Xbox or a PlayStation or a PC in my house as far as the latency goes. So so prove that to me first. Then we can start talking 4K and all that. Not to mention people have data caps, at least in the United States, on a lot of bandwidth. So, you know, is all their bandwidth going to get sucked up every month trying to do cloud gaming, things like that. But then to circle back to what I just thought of. So the controller, they showed the controller, right?
How does that look like? So they show it's the same exact controller. The only difference is there's buttons there that is only features only for Stadia. So for example, Paris, we watch videos on YouTube all the time, right? So let's say you're watching a video on YouTube and let's say they're playing, like right now we're playing The Division, right?
Yeah.
Yo, you just click on that video where it has like the logo of the game or whatever it is, and instantly you will play the game without downloads, nothing. You just poop, it will pop up right there on the spot. I was like, okay, that's impressive. That's impressive because one of the things that we have to deal with every single time there's a new game is the download. But within seconds, Paris, you could play any of these games. That's impressive. That's very, very impressive. Also, there's another thing too, it's called crowd play. You're streaming, you're playing a game on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
You could also have, there's a feature where people through YouTube, they could go and be like, man, I want to play with Paris. Instead of you asking me, hey, send me your gamer tag or your PSN so I can add you and we play. No, they'll click a button on YouTube and they will line up. Like they'll be on queue, like taking turns. You could do that with a bunch of people or like, let's say, remember back in the days when we were playing Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, we put that quarter in, we got to wait for our turn, like that, you know what I'm saying? So that's really, really cool. Or state share, which is they can share, like the gamer streamer could show like and share certain things in the game with, like, let's say an item, a moment, or like little things that in the game they can show easily to anybody that's watching them through YouTube or whatever. Like, I like that a lot, because it's always a hassle when, like, with the other consoles, just upload it, send it to like Twitter, but there's certain things you could do on YouTube that's, to me, it's like there's more features, you know what I'm saying, with that.
Right.
I'm thinking of another thing that they talked about too, man. So the controller, they didn't say anything about Bluetooth, but it's connected through Wi-Fi too.
So that's probably sort of work on an iPhone.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it will probably connect to your account through, let's say, your Google account, and you will be able to play everything using that controller like that. But you also could play using an Xbox controller, PlayStation controller, any controller you want to that has USB connected to the computer. It will also will play. So they also show that different ways how to play. So they show the computer, a laptop, they showed a mobile phone, they show even a smart TV, and also a tablet on the right there. They were showing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, smooth, and it was real gameplay. It wasn't like, oh, look, we're testing it out. No, it was like real gameplay. So
I'm
one of those people that used the Project Stream last year in Paris. I didn't believe in streaming. I was like, I was throwing guesses, all that. And that, to me, was a game changer to me. Like, that convinced me, okay, I see the potential with this, man. I see the potential.
Right. You know.
So another thing that they talked about. Oh, so Jade Raymond, she is going to be the head of their first-party studio at Google. She's gonna be,
so they are gonna do first party titles.
Yep, they're gonna also do first party titles, and they're also gonna be partnering with a lot of other companies, so they could also show them and like the technologies, the features that is there that's not available on any other console. You know what I'm saying? So they're willing to help developers on that. You know, so that was cool. They talked a lot about Ubisoft, and other like independent companies too that they were there. So guess who was talking at the event, at the streaming?
Oh. Come
in, Phil Harrison.
Oh, you know, I knew he was partnering with that somehow. That's not surprised. For some reason, I knew that.
Yeah. So that he's the one that talked about everything about Stadia, and that's the name of the console, Stadia.
Are we sure we should be excited to Phil Harrison?
I don't know, like, dude. Look, every time Phil is in charge of something, it goes downhill. So
yeah,
the questions that I do have, which they said that they are launching this in 2019, and Google is planning to talk about more about the games that we're going to play for launch during the summer, which means most likely Google is going to have a press conference at E3 this year. If they're launching this, they need to be there. They have to be there.
Do they though?
Paris, they have to have a press conference.
Why can't they just do a live stream?
Paris, this is their first gaming console. They have to have a press conference. Not at E3.
That's my point.
But they have to. Remember, dude, they have to show something. They can just rely on a streaming thing. I get it. If you're Nintendo or Xbox, have been doing it for a while, PlayStation, fine. But a new, brand new console, it's not going to work that for them. You know? It will be a flop. People are not going to care about it, man. You actually think that?
I don't think they have to do it at E3 or around E3. Why?
But why?
This is exactly what we've been talking about for the longest.
But they mentioned it.
Doesn't have the relevance anymore.
Phil mentioned it. We're going to be talking more about this in the summer, which is E3, dude. It's E3.
Look, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm not saying if they're at E3, it's a failure. I don't think so. They could say something in July, and it's still going to have the same impact.
Look, man, if I was them, even if this is like the only time that we'll go to E3. Do a press conference during E3, Take advantage. Sony's not there. Also, don't let Microsoft get all the shine, because they're going to get a lot of shine.
Well, yeah, Microsoft is going to debut there. For that reason, of course, yes, I could see them being there, because Microsoft is going to debut their cloud service at E3.
Yep.
And they're going to talk about it. Because, again, what have we been talking about the last few months? The smartest thing Microsoft could do to prove that it works is every game that you freaking play at E3 is through the damn cloud.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm curious about all this, man. Like, it got my attention. I got my attention. Like, I get it. People are mad that there's no announcements, like price announcement, but this is not for that, man. This is not for that at all, man. So, but that's the thing, man. Like, it sounds good and all, man, but a person like me that only have a certain amount of data cap every month.
But that's my major concern. That's what I'm saying. There's in the United States anyways, there's a lot of people that are in your situation. I'm actually lucky that I have unlimited internet right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's the exception, not the rule, unfortunately. So when you think of it that way, who the hell's streaming 4K? Nobody's doing that.
No.
You're going to suck all your bandwidth up.
Not yet. So on their website, game where you want, when you want, play across multiple devices, including laptops, desktops, and select phones and tablets. Don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Well,
but at the bottom, but at the bottom it says, but it's not bold. It's a very small print. It says high speed internet connection required.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. You're going to have a certain, like, I think of Netflix right now. To stream a movie from Netflix in 4K is about 15 megs right now a second. So if that's the case, let's just say the same thing goes for gaming. Dude, you're playing in Division or whatever for hours on end. Mm-hmm. And you're going to blow through your cap quick.
Yeah. So you could start playing Stadia with devices you already own. Right. They even show the adaptive controller for Xbox, like any controllers you want.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one, they also say play wirelessly on all screens that Stadia supports.
Yeah.
All right. Connect directly to the cloud through Wi-Fi with the Stadia controller. Capture gameplay to share on YouTube and get help from Google Assistant, which is another feature that has in there, at the touch of a button. So let's say you're playing a Tomb Raider and you're stuck. You press a Google Assistant, they will find a video on YouTube. They will show it there without you shutting down your game, and it will go back to the game. But at least you will see that clip of that spot that you're stuck on. You know,
and all that's great. I believe in all that stuff. I mean, because that's just where the technology is taking us right now. Google with their AI and all the algorithms and everything would be smart enough to go out and find that and show that to you. So I 100% believe all that. Again, I believe the technology. I worry about what you just said, the data caps and all that stuff. As long as they can prove that the latency worked, they figured that out, which I know Microsoft has talked about that extensively as well. So I'd assume Google has obviously figured out latency. It will work. It's going to come down who can actually take advantage of it because of data caps and all that with their internet. That's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah. And I think Paris said this is not going to be a buy the game, buy this. I think this is going to be more of a subscription service, man. In total, there's no need for you to buy the game. Just pay a monthly fee every month.
Because it's going to be very hard for me to wrap my head around buying a game that only streams.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wrap my head around that. And maybe I'm just too old to get it. But yeah, if it's a streaming service, they obviously need to adopt the Spotify model or, you know, obviously Game Pass with what Xbox is doing. But that makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what's the third party buy-in to a subscription service? Like Ubisoft as an example, what's their incentive to want to buy in?
Well, here's a couple of things which I've been thinking about it. Before when a company releases a game to retail, they have to pay the package, the marketing. It's a lot. The disc, right? The partners, they have to ship that to like different retailers, all that stuff, right? Now, through the cloud. Just send it through Google and let other people play. And it's basically royalties. And you're not spending money. And now if you want other people to play the game, release it on every other console, but also have it on Stadia as a streaming thing, and it will still work. That's fine.
Potentially, but remember what a friend of ours told us, that digital distribution costs a lot more than you think. It's not as simple.
But that's
as you think.
But Paris, I'm talking about digital streaming, not giving copies to other people. You know what I'm trying to say?
That's still digital distribution.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think every time you play a movie through any streaming device, you're getting the company's getting a percentage out of that. You do know that, right? And Google is a company that has a lot of money, and they're willing to invest a lot of money to get all these partners to be involved with this, man. Like, yo, Ubisoft was there, id was there. They showed they talked about Doom Eternal, which is also going to be available on Stadia. You know, so, and the first game that they showed when they had Project Stream was Assassin's Creed Odyssey. That's a huge AAA game.
Right, right.
You know, so
I'm sure some kind of partnership has been worked out. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah. Thinking. And they show a lot of companies that they're working on too. So Epic, like Epic with Unreal Engine, Unity. They show like a huge, huge list, man. Huge, huge list.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, which is good, by you having multiplayer and all that stuff in this system, the chances of people cheating and hacking is basically, there's not going to be no cheating or hacking in this.
Right.
That's dope. So.
No, that's good because, yeah, they're not going to be able to, anything for them to manipulate because everything is happening server side.
Yeah.
In that scenario. No, again, I'm just, you know, old man in me wants to be a little skeptical.
No, and it's fine.
100% run out and just, yep, it's going to work because I think there are still some hurdles, but mm-hmm. You got to start somewhere. The technology, look, I'm convinced Google and Microsoft have the technology to do it.
Yeah.
That I'm not concerned about. It's more of the logistics from the end user standpoint of having the high speed internet and the bandwidth to be able to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm checking right now if there's any other thing that was impressed with this.
Again, overall,
yeah.
Overall, yeah. Why not? They want to do it. I'm all for doing it. I'm not, you know, just the proof will be in the pudding when it actually launches. That and whatever Project X Cloud.
Yeah. You
know, whatever they want to name that, and that's going to be. Did they say anything about, is there any pricing associated with this?
Nothing.
They haven't said anything about
no
that.
No pricing,
right?
No nothing. Again, I know a lot of people want to know how much is this and all. I think it's going to be a streaming service. There's no need to buy the console. The only thing maybe you need to buy if you want to is the Stadia controller. And that's about it.
Yeah.
You know, Microsoft is doing it a little bit different where is you could download the game, but also the rumor is about the other console. There's only the streaming version, which that's possible too. But this, because of Google, Paris, you have what, a Samsung TV?
No, I have a Sony.
Yo, Sony? Yeah. Yo, they'll have like an app available for the Sony TV or any other TV, Samsung, anyone. And that's all you need. You don't need to buy the console. So that's why I think that instead of you buying a $400 console, if they announce $999 and you could play all those games, including Doom Eternal and all that stuff, that's exciting, man. Remember, yes, Microsoft is going to announce a lot of things during E3, but we have to wait for a year for that to play the next-gen console unless they announce the date where people could start now playing the streaming service. But again, Paris, how much that also is going to work? Is it going to be separate from Xbox Live? Is that part of Xbox Live?
Right.
That's the conversation that they have to have with us, man, with the gaming community, with the consumers,
Yeah. but I do agree. It's all going to come down to some kind of subscription model for all of that, because that just makes the most sense, you know.
Yeah.
To do these streaming services or whatever, you know. So we'll see. Hey, look, it's an exciting time. They're like, I don't even want to hope I'm not sounding like a negative Nancy, because it's exciting, because it's pushing gaming forward. It's evolving gaming into something else, because I'm assuming there's going to be so many more things they're going to be able to do, because it is all happening on the server side. It's all happening on the cloud side.
Yeah.
You know, our TVs and consoles and all that just become dummy boxes for us to interact with what's being, you know, translated and computed up in the cloud. So, you know, and it's funny, because if you take this back to 2013, this is what Microsoft was trying to get towards with Xbox One, that original vision with Crackdown and all that stuff. This is what they were saying, the power of the cloud. They were just a little early with it. And now I think the technology is actually caught up with the vision that they'll be able to pull some of this stuff off.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. So what'd you think of then, like, Sony and Nintendo still keeping it same old then?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to the great Jay Van Beveren last night, my old Uncle Gamer co-host. We had to, look, you know, when we talked for like 2 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were talking about like with the next gen stuff and all that. And yo, Sony right now, yeah, they'll do PlayStation Now still and all that. But they're not gonna go anywhere near what Google and Microsoft is doing right now. They don't have a need. They're gonna put out a PlayStation 5. It's gonna be a freaking beast of a machine. They're gonna continue to have their exclusive games, and they're gonna keep riding that wave until it stops being profitable.
Yeah.
Until they're forced to change. Because why change when you're number one? You're number one, this model's proven, keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Nintendo, obviously, we see with the Switch. And now look, Nintendo seems to be very open to partnering, like with a Microsoft. Hell, maybe they partner with Google. Maybe you can stream this Google Cloud.
Yeah.
Switch.
Imagine they are the first ones.
Yeah.
To partner with them. That would be huge. Because remember, if you take it back a couple of years ago, who was the first company that Google partnered with for April Fools? For April Fools. Do you remember this, Paris? Years ago, it was Nintendo, Pokemon, all over the Google Maps. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's right. You're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's possible, that too, because think about it. There's a lot of people that use YouTube. There's a lot of people that have an Android phone. That uses Google Chrome, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'm even going to take it to the next level. I think that it will be even better for Google to partner up with Nintendo than Microsoft going with Nintendo, in my opinion. Because business-wise, I'm talking about. Because there's way more people that uses Google overall than Windows, man. If you actually think about it, it's a lot. Right. Way more.
Right. Right.
You know, and I know they experiment with like Nintendo releasing apps for like mobile devices, and some of them work, some of them didn't. But this could be a huge thing for Nintendo if they partner up with Stadia. That would be huge. Now, if they go with both, even better. And now people have the option to use whatever they want, you know?
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Huge, man.
Yeah.
Huh.
Exciting stuff, man. It's exciting.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, overall, man, do you see yourself trying this out once it releases? Like,
oh yeah, I mean, I had applied for the when they did the Project Stream or whatever it was called. I applied for that. I didn't get in because I'm all for trying. I convince me. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and just have a negative attitude and go, yep, it's never going to work. If I try it and it works, you know me. If I get behind something, I'm all in. I'll be the first one out there with my pom-pom. is great.
Now, my question to you, Paris, a person that used on live back in the early days, what was it the reason that they failed? In your opinion?
Well, they failed for a number of reasons. They were way ahead of their time. They didn't have the infrastructure in place to truly, they didn't have the right business model in place, you know, as far as the pricing goes and all that. Again, they didn't have the infrastructure in place to support everyone around the country properly. And ultimately, even me being in Southern California, being close to one of their data centers that was streaming, it was still, there's still a lot of latency. I mean, it worked, it kind of worked, but it kind of didn't work. Like, I knew when I was playing an on live game, and I knew when I was playing a game on my Xbox, as an example. You know what I mean? So, and that's what I'm saying. They got to have it so that it doesn't matter if I'm on my Xbox, I'm on the freaking cloud, I'm on my iPad, it doesn't matter. To where I'm just playing the game and it feels good. If they crack that, it'll succeed. And obviously, whatever the subscription price is, has to be reasonable. It can't be outrageous or it won't work.
So what will be the right price for something like this?
Game Pass price, $10 a month.
$10 a month. Yeah. That will work. I think that'll work. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. More than that would be too much.
Maybe. I mean, 15 to me is pushing it. Way too far. Maybe they could get away with like 12, but anything above that, I think people are going to resist.
But now,
10,
yeah.
I can argue 10 and say it's fair.
Now, here's the kicker, Paris. We're going to E3. Most likely, Google's going to be at E3 too. That's something I definitely know 100% sure they're going to be there. So,
right.
It'll be smart that Xbox announces their price for the streaming service.
Yes.
First. Because let me tell you, if they say $9.99, the pressure's on for Google to also change their price, or maybe they're going to keep it the same. Because imagine they say $9.99, Microsoft, right? And Google says $14 or $14.99, whatever. At their press conference, oof. What do you think is people going to say, man, when something like that?
I mean, let's put it this way. Whoever announces the price first, the other one has to have the same price, period.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way Microsoft could say, yep, we're if you got Game Pass, you're good. You're in. $9.99 a month, right? And then Google goes, well, we're 15. Middle finger. F you. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Don't make the PlayStation Xbox 2013 moment. No. Don't do that. I know it's less. I know it's only a couple bucks compared to like the $2.99, $3.99, all that. I get it. But it could be that moment again. It's possible, man. It's possible. Imagine. Then Microsoft says $9.99 and Google says $14.99 for the service.
Yep. Yep.
Holy crap.
Yep.
It's dope.
Agreed.
Yeah. The only difference that I see with all this is that I get it. Google first party is a little bit too early. So they need a lot of third party support right now to maintain the support until Google start releasing their first party games.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the advantage that Microsoft has right now.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm bringing up Microsoft is because of the whole streaming service too. That's their plan for the next gen. So yeah, man. Anything else, Paris, man? Anything else from this conversation?
No, I think that's it. I think that was a good conversation about it. I mean, you know, it's the future, man. It's going to happen. I mean, these are early days. They're going to have issues. But, I mean, as long as Google and Microsoft stay committed to it, we'll see some great stuff come from this.
Yeah. It's going to be good. And we're definitely going to be talking about it more once we start reading more about this. And I'm excited for the future, man. The future's looking good, man. It's a great time to be alive as a gamer, man. Because technology is changing.
Yep.
Yo, we go way back from just playing arcades and then getting my first handheld and my first gaming console at home. I'm like, oh man, you know, we had to blow the cartridge just to start playing it. Then the future, downloading games, right? I'm like, okay, instead of buying the game at the store, I just download it from the online store of the server of the game, right? System.
Yeah.
And now streaming, yo, it's good.
Now it's just you just go to the thing and you just say hit the button, play, and ready. Download nothing
within seconds, man. It's exciting,
yo. It is.
I just, like you said, Paris, earlier, it's the whole net neutrality, data cap, how much bandwidth, because, you know, I played Assassin's Creed through a project stream from Google, and it was nice, no issues, nothing, but I didn't look how much, like, bandwidth I took from that, man, so hopefully I could test it out again, man, in the future.
Yeah.
You know, so...
So Andrew Renego is going to be honest. I'm skeptical about the ability of Stadia streaming to actually work. The idea of it and the tech demo of it is super exciting, but we all know it won't work as slickly as on stage right now. And again, that goes back to what my skepticism as well. I'll believe it when I'm the one that is actually playing it in my house and it works just like that. Then I'll be like, you know what? Okay, I believe now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think anyone, and that's a fair criticism of it. I think that's what everyone should feel about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Looks great. All right. I like what you're saying. Let's see when I play it in my house or on my phone on the go on a 5G network or whatever. You know what I mean? So we'll see.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Same goes for Microsoft.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if Andrew Renee played Project Stream, because I have, and none of you guys haven't. So it's like, it's hard for me to, and I know there's a couple of listeners
and
you're
too. You're not the only one to say to me that has played it that Assassin's Creed Odyssey was great on it. So I'm not denying what you're saying at all. I'm just saying, hey, I played on live back in the day. I played PlayStation Now. Let's see.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, we're back here, Gamertag Radio. Man, that was a great conversation with Paris, man. So what are your thoughts? Let us know. Do you like the concept? Do you like the whole Google Stadia announcements, everything? Do you agree with us about the pricing that most likely is not going to be like you have to buy a console? No, you are going to be like buying the subscription service that they have instead of buying a box, like the way how Xbox is trying to do. That's the rumor. Or a next gen console, instead of doing that, man, no, you just have your app available on every other device, and all you have to do is just pay for the service. I think that's a great idea, you know, and it will work for Google instead of going to the store, downloading the game, paying the service. Like, I think it's too much, but $9.99, genius. I think that'll be perfect for them. So, all right, so we're gonna be out, man. Until next time, thank you for listening to this special daily conversation episode, and we'll be right back in a couple days with more content. Stay tuned. You're only on Gamertag Radio.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.